Here follow the Archers, commencing Sunday, June the 17th, 2001.
Many hands are making light work of the hay.
You got it.
Yep, mind that, Ruth.
How many more can you take?
Keep them coming.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Right, you haul this end of the trailer, then that's it, all right, Ruth.
I always found it useful having a good supply of small bales.
Yeah. That, right?
They're ideal for getting out to stock easily.
Well, you're certainly going to have plenty.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need to get off, Oliver?
Oh, no, no, no.
Are you sure? You put in a long day.
Oh, we can't stop while we've got the sun.
Oh, our Trevor says they've had nothing but rain this weekend.
Trevor?
Yeah, that's our son, me and Braden.
You've done well then, not a cloud all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted a break out here. It's too good to be stuck in the cab all day.
Yeah. You realise you're going to be very popular having a small dealer.
Well, I'm happy to help out if I'm needed elsewhere. Ruth?
No, 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 be quiet. You'll have a queue a mile long.
Thanks.
Only, not in the next few days. I want to cut my own hay and get ready for baling next week.
All right.
Don't pass any more. I've made some space.
Okay.
Oh, one of the best times of the year, eh, Mikey?
Oh, when it's as sunny as this, you can't beat it.
If you ask me, it's the sort of thing Joe Grundy ought to be talking about on the radio.
But you are going to have to give it a rest, you know?
Well, our people would be interested. More than rotten old ghost stories with it, word of truth in them.
Right, couple more bales, then we'll run the trailer back.
Okay.
I just hope the weather holds for me.
Oh.
You're all right, Jill.
I would be. If my hens didn't always choose to lay in the most awkward spots. That's it.
Aye, birds can be playing cussy sometimes.
Can't they just?
Now, where am I wanted for haymaking?
Down by the brook.
Righto.
You've timed it just right to take Phil's place. Yeah. He's playing at evensong.
Oh, well, I'd have come sooner, but me and Chris were going over our plans for the police house.
Have you finalised what you're going to do?
No, it's all settled.
She mentioned adding a conservatory.
That's right. We thought it'd give us some extra space.
It'd be nice and light.
We're having the kitchen and dining room knocked into one as well.
That's a good idea.
Right, switch off the elevator, love.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing all right, aren't we?
Another trailer full after supper, and we've cracked it.
Right, we'll come down.
I suppose using a ladder would be too easy.
Yeah, no need.
I've got your other T-shirt out of the cab.
Oh, yeah.
You promised Pip you'd wear it all day. If they're both coming out to the field for supper.
Oh, didn't want to get it mucky while I was working.
She was so chuffed this morning. I'm getting you into a designer T-shirt for Father's Day.
Very me.
Here you go. You better change before we pick them up.
Yeah, can you hang on to it while I get this sweaty thing off?
I've been thinking we need to see Debbie.
How are you?
About the lamb. I know we want an even supply for Hassett Hills. But the market's going to be so volatile this year.
Oh, it could pay to be flexible about when we sell. See which way prices are going.
Yeah.
Give us the T-shirt now. What?
The hard work in the sun obviously suits you. You're not in bad shape with your clothes off.
How many do we want here?
Eight in a stack. Look, let me.
Right. Oof. We can't be far off done now.
Well, still plenty to gather towards the brook.
Mostly down by the crack willows.
Crack willows? Over there.
Those aren't crack. I'm pretty sure they are.
No, they're white willows, those.
Are they?
George, yeah, don't jump
definitely.
Off.
Well, I was very sure they were crack willows.
Well, you wouldn't be the first to make that mistake. Very similar, those two.
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure I am making a mistake.
Come on, you two. I hope you're hungry.
Hey, Josh, see what I'm wearing? Oh.
I think they're more interested in having a run around.
We laying the food out on the trailer, Mrs. Archer?
Yes. Now, don't go too far, children. This won't take long to get ready.
Can I interest you in a drink, gentlemen?
Oh, you certainly can.
I'll have the pop if it's going spare.
You both earned the right to a thirst.
Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Then he made a few sandwiches.
Oh, that is lovely and cold.
Boy, don't call, it's just a few.
You could feed an army on this.
It's only bits and pieces. And I bought the remains of Ruth's birthday cake.
Which?
is delicious.
First class.
Hey, I haven't wished you happy birthday for yesterday, have I?
Oh, thank you kindly.
Oh, well, many happy returns. So, is that what your trip to Scarborough is going to celebrate?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, it's a lovely place. Let's hope the weather holds for you, eh?
That whole stretch of coast is wonderful. Whitby, Robin Hood's Bay.
Oh, yes. Where do you want the plates, Mrs. Archer?
Well, let me spread the tablecloth first. Then we'll get everything out. It won't take a moment.
Well, there's no rush. I'm quite happy with my beer.
Not so rough, Pip.
Hey, and try not to demolish any of the bales, will you?
Honestly.
Hey, up now. You, Hurlburt.
Know what?
That run of trees by the brook.
Now, George disagrees with me, but I'm absolutely convinced that...
Don't prompt him. Do you know what they are?
Well, of course I do. That's easy.
A walking encyclopedia, is Bert.
Ah, they're willows.
Yeah, well, we know that, but what kind of willow?
Ah, no. Well, as for the actual kind.
Ah. Well, I'm sorry, it's no use looking at me.
What do you know, Jill?
Well, you'll have to ask Phil to be certain.
Well, I am pretty certain, as it happens.
Oh, are you?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, come on. There's only one way to settle it.
What about supper?
Oh, well, if it's not quite ready.
It won't be long.
Well, we'll be quick.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
You see, Jane was very good on the field. It sort of rubbed off on me.
If you ain't making cricket pots, what does it matter what toy we will eat?
Hands off, David.
The sandwich won't hurt.
They could do with Mrs. Crossley's tree chart.
Oh, Mrs. Crossley?
You know, Pip's teacher.
The nature freak.
Yeah.
Have you heard any more about Loxley Barrett?
Nope. And we don't really expect to.
The council's too busy settling down after the elections.
Mm. And I don't suppose they'll come to any decision about closing it for a while.
No, I'm convinced, George, they're white willows.
Thank you very much.
Well, you obviously know your stuff.
Well, a tree warden should know something about it.
You're a tree warden?
No.
Well, if I'd known that, I'd have kept quiet.
Oh, I was pleased to see someone taking an interest for once.
Yeah, you don't know Danny Makin, do you?
Well, the name's familiar.
He used to be tree officer for North Gorsetshire.
Oh, ah, your old stamping ground.
Mm. Yeah, he was a good man.
Well, I know him by reputation.
He saved a lovely patch of woodland near us. It was going to be lost for road widening.
We could have done with him around here.
Well, we could see it from our bedroom. Always looked best about that,
though. Yeah, and the trees are filled out, but the green's still fresh.
From Easter to haymaking, there's something harder, something special about it.
Oh, I agree with you there.
We always had great fun getting the hay in. The whole gang mucked in.
Well, he'll enjoy it at Grange Farm and all.
Well, it's not quite the same when you're on your own.
No, maybe not.
Jane was like Jill that way. Always brought a great spread into the field, homemade ham, chicken pie, cheeses, wine and beer.
Sounds good.
I used to think we did pretty well. She ran the house, I looked after the land.
Well, that's not a bad way to divide the work.
No. But when you see Ruth and David alongside each other, I can't help wondering... They really are a team, aren't they?
It's a long time since I rode home on top of a load.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not bad at all. Oh, don't think I could have shifted another bale.
Me neither.
Right then, are we ready to unload?
No, let's leave it.
I'll tell you what, Bert. We'll see to this lot first thing in the morning.
You sure?
Yeah. It's set to be a fine night.
Oh, it looks like it is, too. Oh, I'll be off, then.
Thanks for everything today, Bert.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Ooh, suppose we ought to be making a move as well.
I suppose so.
Although, Mum would have got the kids to bed a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's very mild.
There's no point in rushing in. Come here. You don't get many days like this.
No. We have been lucky with the weather, haven't we?
No, it's been wonderful.
And with the help we've had. Oliver worked his socks off.
We couldn't have done without him.
No. And George still puts his back into a job.
He's like your dad. Doesn't understand the concept of retirement.
No. You can't feel like that.
Very. What?
I was just thinking, Mum apologising because you'd only brought out 2 types of pickle.
the trouble she went to with summer.
The only thing missing was the napkin ring.
Doesn't the hay smell good?
Yeah.
Look.
What?
First star up.
Whereabouts?
Just above the horizon. Can you see?
Oh, yeah.
That's Venus, isn't it?
No.
Must be. So bright.
No. Venus is a morning star just now.
No.
But it is a planet, all right. I think it's Mars.
I wanted Venus.
What's wrong with Mars?
Wrong star altogether.
Is it? You're not feeling warlike, then?
No.
Oh, good.
It's not just family and friends we're lucky with, is it?
No.
David.
Yeah?
You do know, just because I'm not always telling you.
I know, I know. I'm the same.
It's not the words that matter.
No, it isn't.
Oh, David.
And the result of what you just heard is Ben Archer.
There's helping a man with a plan.
A plan of the centre, that's all.
Oh, well, we should have one somewhere.
I could come into Borchester with you, Scott.
No, it's all right.
Well, I could show you where to go.
You're going to be too busy.
Not really.
Ah, now.
Thanks, babe, but it's business, not pleasure. Anyway.
Where are you looking for?
Wellbourne Street.
Wellbourne, I should know that.
There it is. I told you, not far off the High Street.
Right.
And you want the Fox Street end.
Oh, where the dentist is?
Yes.
Ah, toothache?
Routine maintenance.
And if you've got time while you're in town.
I suppose they're tools of the trade for an actor. Teeth.
They're useful to have.
The shop with the jackets is... Oh, yeah, up here. Oh.
Linda.
Yes?
Have the telly people phoned?
Oriel Road.
Not yet, Troy.
About halfway down.
How are we meant to be ready for them if we don't know when they're coming?
Now, you might need some cash in case you see something irresistible.
Do you think I should ring them?
Yeah, it might be an idea.
Excuse me? You're talking about the company making the documentary?
Yes. Typical media types. Completely unreliable about getting in touch.
Well, if you do talk to them...
Oh, yes, Scott. Tell them.
Well, I don't know what they're planning, but if they need someone, yeah.
Well, if they need someone for what?
Well, to present it.
Oh.
They'd be mad not to use him. He's got so much relevant experience.
Really? After my share of promotional videos, I suppose.
He did wonders for a hat maker in Finland.
The thing is, we're still pretty much in the dark ourselves.
That's right. Martina, the producer, hasn't been very forthcoming, I'm afraid.
Well, the offer's there anyway.
Thanks. We'll pass it on.
Of course we will.
Make sure you don't forget.
I won't. Got a few questions for them myself. For a start, where are they going to park their Jenny?
Jenny? I don't think so. We're talking docu-soap, not costume drama, aren't we?
Oh.
Now, Dan, can you drop me off before you go into Borchester?
Sure. Thanks for the map.
And I really do think
what's
you should have some money, darling, on your justice.
It's a generator.
Well, that figures.
Television people use so much lighting, you see, they often have to bring their own.
No, I guess they'd have to.
Oh, yes. I've been reading all about it. There was a very good book in the library. Apparently, there's a lot to consider if you want to light a scene properly.
Very civil, giving me a lift in.
It's no problem.
No, I appreciate it. On your day off and all.
I had to come into Borchester anyway.
Yeah, I suppose there's any chance of a lift back afterwards as well, is there?
Sorry, Joe. I've got things to do, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but you are coming in to listen, aren't you?
Well, I'd like to...
Yeah, you'll enjoy the story I'm telling this week.
As long as it's a true one.
You don't have to remind me.
Well, after last week's broadcast...
Yeah, I know. Wayne Foley made it clear. Some listeners were nothing better to do than sit by their sets questioning my veracity.
We've got a very discriminating audience.
Well, I have nothing to complain about today.
I'm sure they won't.
These events happened to me personally 20 years back. You come in and listen.
Oh, I'd love to, but I've got to be somewhere else. Sorry. I hope it goes well.
Your loss then, Brenda Tucker, not mine.
I can see you're as much at a loose end as I am.
Well, I was hoping to get these pies finished.
So I'm not disturbing anything important.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, now that's a good idea. Now, you see what it is, Jill. I've been feeling guilty.
Guilty? Whatever for?
I've been so pushed for time recently. Now, for one thing, Jenny's always a glutton for company.
Oh, did they get off all right yesterday?
Yes, I believe so. And then, of course, Scott likes us to be up and about together as much as possible.
I've seen you both on the bike a few times. Lillian.
And then the trouble is, if I spend all my time with them, old friends like you start to feel ignored.
I wouldn't say that.
So now that Jenny's in South Africa and Scott's busy, what better chance to catch up?
That's very thoughtful of you. I wondered...
So, what's all the news?
Not sure there is any.
No? No juicy bits of village scandal bubbling up?
I don't think so.
And no one's won the lottery or inherited a fortune?
I'm afraid not.
Well, I thought Ruth must have had some good news anyway. She looked very cheerful when I came through the yard.
Oh, I think she's just pleased we got all the hay in yesterday. Would you mind if I...
Still a landmark event in Ambridge, isn't it? It's one of the things Dad liked helping out with.
Lillian, I really would prefer it if you didn't smoke in here.
What? Oh. Sorry, darling. Never occurred to me. Look, I'll stub it out for you.
Can I find you an ashtray?
No, this'll do. How silly of me. A pastry cutter. I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind.
I thought there was a bottom to it.
You just clear it up.
Oh, I am a nuisance, aren't I? But weren't you going to give me all your news?
I don't know if you'd count Chris and George's plans for the police house's news.
Well, what are they going to do?
Oh, lots. Make the kitchen and dining room into one room.
Oh, thanks.
And, of course, they're getting double glazing put in.
It'll still be a dump when they finish.
I must say, I wasn't particularly taken with it. They seem to like it.
You know, that's a good example of what I was saying to Scott yesterday.
What's that?
People set their sights too low here.
Do you think so?
They settle for second best in Ambridge because they don't know any better.
It was coffee you wanted.
Yes, please. Typical village mentality. Think small, not big.
Not sure that's fair. No,
it's true, I'm afraid. It amazes Scott how parochial people are here.
Parochial?
You know, you name it. Film, theatre, fashion. You can't have an informed conversation about it anywhere.
Oh, dear.
That's partly why we've decided to have a few days in London. We both need the bus.
Oh, that sounds fun. When are you off?
3 weeks. Mind you, I've no idea where we're staying. Scott insists on making all the arrangements.
Well, at least that saves you a job.
So sweet of him. See, the whole trip's to mark my birthday.
What a nice way to do it.
He said I needed more stimulation in life than nights in the bull listening to Eddie Grundy.
Oh, yes. Do you mind if I put the radio on?
What for?
Joe's Jottings. Joe Grundy.
That awful thing.
It might be rather parochial of me, but I do like hearing local stories.
Go ahead. I can tell you what else Scott's planning afterwards.
And there it was again. A scrabbling and a scratching all the time.
He's a natural broadcaster.
What on earth's causing it, I ask myself. So he looks all around me, but I can't see what's making the commotion. And then, blow me down, I looks inside my hat beside the foot of the gate, and there inside was the culprit. A tiny little... baby rabbit.
Good grief.
And that's as true as I'm sitting here. It was a rabbit making the fuss.
That's
well, that's
what?
All the jottings I've time for today. So till I speak to you again, this is Joe Grundy saying goodbye. Goodbye, listeners.
People actually enjoy listening to that.
Yes. I think it's rather a shame we missed it.
Oh, come on, Jill. You know as well as I do. If Joe Grundy ever found a fluffy little body in his hat, it'd have gone straight in the cooking pot.
Roy?
Hello?
They're coming a week on Thursday.
Oh, you got through then?
Eventually.
Well done.
They'll be filming through the whole of that weekend and probably into the Monday.
Right, so that's the 28th to the...
Second. It's all booked in.
At least we know where we stand now.
I don't know what sort of job they're going to make of it.
Oh?
Well, frankly, the more I speak to Martina, the less professional she seems to be.
What do you mean?
Well, if I had to use one word to describe her, it would be supercilious.
It wasn't the best of phone calls.
Oh, she was so dismissive when I put Scott's offer to present the programme to her.
He'll be disappointed.
She said it isn't that kind of programme at all.
No.
And she was just as offhand when I asked a few pertinent questions about the lighting rig they'll need.
Apparently my library book was somewhat out of date.
At least you showed an interest.
She says that apart from one lamp mounted on the camera, they'll just be using natural light.
Well, I suppose they know what they're doing.
And then she stressed that informality is going to be the keynote. Well, you know what that means, don't you?
No.
It's going to look amateurish, of course.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, you mark my words. It'll all be wobbly cameras and no idea who's talking.
Well, it'll be all right.
I wish I had your optimism, Roy. To be honest, I'm glad I'm hardly on duty while it's being recorded.
It was uncanny, Jill.
Was it?
Scott's idea. We both had to write down the things we most wanted to do in London.
I see.
Without looking at each other's list.
Interesting idea.
When we came to compare lists, we could have been twins. Mm. The same clubs, the same shops, almost everything identical.
I really ought to get the apple pie finished. We're having it tonight.
Oh, is that the time?
Yes. I was surprised as well.
I thought it was much later. I don't need to hurry off to the stables yet, after all.
Oh, that's good. You don't mind if I...
No, carry on. I realise there'd be revolution if David and Phil didn't get their pudding on time.
It'd take me a moment to finish off.
But you can see the significance of what I'm saying.
I'm not sure.
The list being virtually the same. You know, we have so much in common.
You certainly seem fond of him.
It's entirely reciprocal, believe me. Mm. What I'm so pleased about is proving everybody wrong.
Lillian?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. It's just second nature to me. You know, it's automatic. There.
Thank you. You were saying?
Yes, Scott. Quite a few so-called friends in Guernsey were astonished when I started going out with them.
Because he's so much younger?
Because he's a Taurian.
Oh.
A lot of people say Taurians and Cancerians aren't a natural mix.
You don't believe in all that nonsense, do you, star signs?
I don't criticise what I don't understand, Jill. And I wish other people didn't either.
That needs to come out at 1:30.
You know, Jenny's like you, makes a big fuss about Scott's age.
Well, I didn't mean to be. After all, it's up to you.
You see, there isn't any real age difference between us.
Sorry?
Not up here. Spiritually, we couldn't be more on the same wavelength.
That's the important thing, I suppose.
And you've seen us together. You think we make a good couple, don't you?
Well, you seem very happy when you're with him.
I am. Is there any chance of more coffee?
Actually, Phil'll be back in a minute. So, if you do have to get to the stables...
Oh, well, let's wait for him then before putting the kettle on.
Only we're probably going to be quite busy for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, you know, I'd be glad of a chat with him as well.
Actually, Lillian...
I enjoy talking to people who listen. Jenny doesn't. Does me good.
I'd better roll out the last of the pastry before it gets too dry.
Oh, right, well, let's get this saucer out of the way.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that Scott and I are well suited.
You said you seemed happy with him.
He's so thoughtful. Not now. I mean, he said he's going to the dentist.
Isn't he?
A quick scrape and polish doesn't take all afternoon, does it?
No.
I know what he's really up to.
Can you pass the knife?
He's booking our tickets for London. I'm sure of it.
Thanks.
And probably organising one or two treats he doesn't want me to know about as well. Oh, sometimes I can't get over how besotted he is.
Hi.
Been waiting long?
No.
I still get lost in Borchester sometimes. You're not mad with me for being late?
Of course not. It's nice sitting out with a coffee. Are you going to have one?
In a minute. After this. Now, what are we going to do with the rest of the afternoon?
What's David looking at so enviously?
Whoa, that's quite a beast.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Come on, what is it? 200? 220?
200.
That's enough horsepower for most of us, Debbie.
I've got to admit, it feels powerful.
You've had a go, I take it?
Well, apart from leaving the instructional video, the salesman spent an hour with me.
Yeah.
We took it round a couple of fields.
Well, it certainly puts the Brookfield tractor in the shade.
Yeah, you haven't got the same acreage to worry about.
No. How much juice can it take?
500 litres.
So you're not running back for refills all day?
No.
And what's the handle like? Have you tried it hitched up?
No, not yet.
But it's got decent lift.
Not far off 9,000 kilos.
It's not bad. Of course, till you know what the dampening's
David.
Like.
David.
I was only wondering.
Well, go on then.
What?
We'll give it a go.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
No, I don't want to hold you up.
But 5 minutes, that's all.
Yeah?
Unless you don't want to.
No. Great.
Honestly, the dealer leaves and straight away you appear.
That's pure coincidence. I was coming over anyway.
No, me first. I'm driving.
No. Oh, sorry.
I want to try that while I can still remember what the salesman showed me.
David! Hi. Don't even think of running off with my wife in that thing.
Simon.
It's way too conspicuous. I'll have your phone.
What do you think?
Wow, this is a prairie-sized piece of machinery. Pretty damned impressive, isn't it, Debbie?
Yeah. I suppose it is.
In you go. In you go.
I'll take it from here.
Well, I might as well give you a hand. I finished my other jobs.
Okay. Want an apron?
Yeah. Tap.
Which side are you going to milk?
Well, you might as well do these. We'll start at the top end.
Remember 42?
Need your dummy teeth in the cluster, do you know?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Is it all right to come in?
Sure, as long as you don't mind us carrying on.
Not at all. Afternoon, Bert.
Afternoon.
I was over at Great Gables anyway, so I thought I'd call round, and there was no one at the house.
Phil and Jill promised the kids ice cream after school.
Lucky things. I could do with cooling down myself.
What have you been up to?
Last-minute panic about our falconry demonstration.
Well, just chill on tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And then what's the panic?
I'm worried in case nobody turns up.
There'll be loads there.
Well, I'm not so sure. We would have preferred a weekend, but Jessica hasn't got one free for ages.
It's the lady falconer again, is it?
Yes. So, it was Wednesday or Lumpit. I've left a stack of leaflets at Grey Gables.
You'll be all right. How is the weather old?
I had to put them all in reception.
Not that the forecast's anything special.
I wanted to leave some in the bar, but Lillian and her beau were there. I didn't like to stick around.
Oh?
They were all over each other. It was very embarrassing.
They're like teenagers, those two.
Well, they're obviously very fond of each other, but, I didn't know where to look.
Well, as far as it remains, it'll be caught up.
Oh, don't say that.
It won't happen. And you've chosen a good time of day. I can bring the kids after school.
Oh, but not David.
No.
I was hoping you'd all be there. Swell the numbers.
Oh, he's staying for the consultant's analysis. You know, the milk yield.
Eric, still a minute.
Nothing wrong, is there?
No, just routine.
Me and Freda want to go.
Oh, good.
Provided he stopped pouring.
Bert!
And we should have most of the Grundys.
There you are, then.
Mind you, I had to bribe Eddie.
Well, that usually works.
I agreed that if he brought the family, he could sell his ornaments out of the back of his van.
Oh, well, bet he sells a few, too.
Well, even if he does, they're hardly going to raise the tone, are they?
Count yourself lucky. At least he's not asking to display them in the gallery, is he?
No, and don't even think of suggesting it to him.
Good, that's good, that's tight.
No, I should be able to go much...
I can see why David was impressed.
Oh, damn.
Well, it looked good to me.
No, it wasn't.
A couple of days and you'll be perfect.
Well, I can do better now. Let's bring it round again.
Debbie, I just thought that... Oh, never mind. My marking will keep.
Well, you're the one who insisted on having a trial run.
Yeah, well, with hearing how special it was, I have to see for myself.
Well, let's really find out how tight we can go.
Okay. Can you see past me?
Yep, I'm fine.
Good.
Oh, now, that's more like it.
Oh, yeah.
And bring her round.
Great, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's better.
Well, I'm no farmer, but even I'm impressed with this.
I should have done it like that first time.
I guess you're pretty knocked out by it.
Yeah, it's a decent enough piece of kit.
Well, that's enthusiastic.
No, it is. I like the power shift transmission. It's very responsive.
David seemed to think it was good all round.
Oh, it is. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, are we ready for the last lot, Bert?
Yeah. Well, go get him in.
No need. Go on. Go on.
Oh, there you go. Be good.
Go on.
Come on, girl.
Mum and Dad not back with the kids yet?
Still scoffing ice cream, I expect. How did you get on with Debbie?
Oh, great. She took some persuading, but eventually she let me take it round the yard.
What?
Oh, is this a new tractor? Come on.
It's fantastic.
I mean, what's Debbie's thinking on the lamb?
Oh.
That's what you were going over for.
Oh, right.
I'll ring her about that later.
Well done, Mr. Memory.
Well, as soon as I saw the tractor...
Hey, what's it like?
It's very, very nice.
You should be with what they're paying.
How much dilation are you for?
Well, couldn't ask straight up, but we're not talking peanuts.
Ooh. I don't know how they do it. Holiday to South Africa, new tractor.
Yeah, and there's the cultivator to come yet.
Yeah, it's all right for some, isn't it?
I'll clean the others, you put the clusters on.
Right, fair enough.
I think you're right. Brian and Jenny must have more stashed away than they let on.
You know, when Home Farm takes on our arable, I might volunteer to do a field or two myself.
Isn't that defeating the purpose?
I don't care. I just want to try their tractor for real, not just in the yard.
Do you see Nigel on your way in?
No.
You only just missed him.
Drumming up trade for Lower Loxley.
The falconry demo.
Oh, right.
He thinks he's going to be a flop.
He didn't say that. She's ready.
Well, it rains.
I did see a car pull out. I was chatting to Oliver on the road.
Nice to know some of us have time to gossip.
Well, I was only being neighbourly.
I know. And after what he did for us on Sunday...
He just made us start mowing his own hay.
It's handy you mowing a small baby, isn't it?
Eddie didn't think so.
No?
Last time I saw him, he was grumbling about Sterling taking all the work he used to do.
Well, that's not Oliver's fault.
Of course it isn't.
Eddie couldn't do it now anyway. He sold his baby, didn't he?
Yeah, he's moaning about nothing as usual.
Oliver's never got to do right in Eddie's eyes.
He should be more grateful for how well things are going. Is that what Frieda told me?
No.
Well, while I was here Sunday afternoon, she was looking for preserving jars at that car boot sale in Edgeley. Who do you think was doing the most business there?
Eddie?
Yeah, him and his garden statues. Selling like hotcakes, Frieda said.
Well, I'm glad somebody likes them.
Well, my Frieda does. She's got one, a Greek goddess, and it looks very nice in our rosebud. But anyway, you can guess which was going the fastest.
Not the pigs.
Them the ones.
Might have known.
Now they're revolting.
I've always said they're a funny lot in Edgeley.
There we are.
Thanks.
Oh, did I forget the bread?
I'll get it.
No. You stay there. And what did your mum have to say?
Oh, well, she's loving every minute of it.
I'll bet.
They got into Joburg early yesterday morning.
Good flight?
Yeah, not bad. Kate, Nolly and Lucas were all waiting at the airport for them.
What's Phoebe making of it?
Oh, well, she was getting fretful by the end of the flight. Didn't like landing.
Just the same.
As soon as she saw her mum and little sister.
Oh, some reunion, eh?
Yeah, she was thrilled.
And now she's with Kate and Lucas till Friday?
Yeah. Mum and Dad are doing their own thing for a few days.
This is the trip to the Kruger?
Yeah, that's it.
Go on. Tuck in.
Smells delicious.
I don't mess around with ossobuco. Though there was nearly a parsley crisis, I had to run to the shop.
I didn't hear you.
I looked in, but you were glued to your tractor video.
Trying to get my head around field cruise control.
Glass, please.
Mum usually has parsley on the windowsill.
That's what I've been counting on.
Oh, enough. Thanks.
Only half?
No, that's all I want.
The meal deserves better?
Oh. Yes, I mean, it is good.
Honestly.
Very.
God. Well, two intrepid travelers. Wherever they are.
They are being intrepid, really. Mum was actually phoning from Kruger.
No.
My dad thinks he's seen elephants already.
Thanks.
When they've been driven in.
Debbie, you don't think you've seen elephants. You either know or you don't.
No.
Trust me, they're big animals.
No, they were a long way off, and Mum was by the window. By the time the guide pointed them out, it was too late for a proper look.
Maybe we should have bought him a pith helmet for the trip. Oh, is this field great or what?
Yeah, it's excellent.
I haven't overdone the pepper.
No, no, it's perfect.
We're going to have to get there one day.
What, South Africa?
Any part of Africa. We're missing out compared to the rest of the family.
I hope Adam's card arrives in time.
When's his birthday?
On Friday.
Oh, it should do. You mailed it early enough. In fact, I like the idea of Kenya as much as South Africa.
Well, I'm sure Adam would love to see us over there.
Let's put it on the list. For one of these days.
Mum says they're hoping to see lions tomorrow.
Are there plenty in the park?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, that'd be quite something, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Wild lions. Quite scary.
Well, if they keep enough distance from Brian, it should be all right.
Do you know, I might have the other half, actually.
It slips down easily, doesn't it?
Yeah, too easily.
Why haven't I cooked this for you before?
No. Thanks.
And I hope your parents enjoy something equally pleasant round the campfire.
They probably will.
Did you tell them the tractor is here?
Yes.
Good timing, psychologically.
What?
Let Brian think about it while he's relaxed.
Well, I didn't want to talk about the farm at all, but he insisted on taking the phone off Mum.
Ah, a few glasses of a local pinotage, and maybe he'll completely forget about the bill he's got waiting when he gets back.
Simon.
And that's not even counting the new drill. When's that due?
Thanks very much.
Yeah? Debbie?
As a matter of fact, we got a perfectly good deal on the tractor.
Oh, hey.
We didn't just grab the first leasing deal on offer, you know.
That.
And, all right, it's been an awful year, but were we supposed to predict the crisis?
No, of course not.
So why are you having a dig?
I'm not.
I mean, even with foot and mouth, we needed to upgrade.
It was just a joke.
Leasing the tractor and drill will pay off. Yeah, okay, maybe not in the short term, fair enough.
I'm sure you
But medium term, the drill's going to bring establishment costs right down. And, you know, we're taking on so much extra acreage this autumn.
Hey, look, Fabian, I'm sorry.
Look, we are completely justified leasing it. Completely.
An expectant audience awaits at Lower Loxley.
Nigel was worrying about nothing.
I wouldn't fancy handling them things.
There's loads of people here.
Would you go near them?
I'd keep well away from the Talons if I did.
Oh, me too. And that Falcon woman, brave.
She's got a good thick glove as well.
All the same.
Josh got a shot when we looked in the van. One of the birds flapped right up at him.
Oh, good job it weren't loose.
Of course, then he made a big thing of being upset.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And when he saw Jill would take him and Pip for some donuts.
Hey, I hope they don't get past Eddie's stall.
The famous garden ornaments.
Joe's persuaded him to keep the rude ones at the back, but don't pay to look too close.
Plenty of people coming in.
Yeah, they want to get a move on. Demonstration's due to start in a few minutes.
Joe must be doing something right with his radio stories.
Did you hear him, Monday?
I didn't, but Bert did.
Ooh, what's he got to say, babe?
Nothing. Couldn't find anything to complain about at all.
There's a turnip.
Which is why I reckon Joe must be doing it right.
We haven't missed anything, have
Hiya,
we?
Hiya, Neil.
Hi. No, she hasn't started yet.
We'd have been here sooner, but Christopher couldn't find his trainers.
Oh. Something always comes out at the last minute with kids, doesn't it?
Where's he got to? He was with me a moment ago.
Which way did you come in?
We stopped by the display board. I bet you anything...
There! He's talking to Jessica.
Who?
The Falconer.
Oh, no, he shouldn't be disturbing her now. Christopher!
He's all right.
She don't look like she minds.
Thing is, he's been reading up about orcs ever since he knew we were coming.
Pip thinks they're great as well.
He's probably firing 101 questions at her.
Look, he's got a laugh in now.
Oh. Oh, well, as long as he's not being too much of a nuisance.
Did George grab you on the way in?
No. What for?
Raffle tickets for one of his tree groups.
Oh. Never saw him.
I'll tell you who I thought would be here. Simon and Debbie.
Is it their kind of thing?
Well, I thought he'd jump at the chance of seeing some oldie-worldie England.
Ah, but Debbie's running the farm on her own at the moment, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
There's probably not much would drag her away from her new toy anyway.
This is the tractor.
Spending mad, that family.
It's a nice piece of kit, according to David.
Always got money to splash out.
If Debbie's anything like David with new machinery, she'll be going round with a grin on her face for a week.
Probably.
Oh, Mr. Sterling.
Afternoon, Terry.
You ain't seen her Edward today, have you?
No, sorry.
I don't know what he thinks he's playing at.
Ed?
Oh, I thought he might have been helping Mr. Sterling. He says he's looking for work now he's left school.
But he's not trying very hard.
They're a worry at that age, aren't they?
No, I'm sure he had a hangover this morning. He said it was just a cold. But...
Emma wasn't too bright either. Oh, down to Fallon's birthday party last night, innit?
We won't see anything back there.
Of course, yeah.
Excuse us.
And that Jazzer will have been with them. That won't have helped.
Can we squeeze in here, Oliver?
Yes, of course. Hello.
Looks promising. Christopher's finally letting the Falconer get on,
then. Of course.
We have met.
And that assistant's getting one of the birds ready. I'd better find the kids. Now, look, Mrs. Hart just got them over there. Oh, that's a good spot.
I wish they'd get on with it. We're only here as a favour to Elizabeth.
Lizzie, will you leave that?
Well, I won't be a moment.
We should be there for the start.
OK.
Go ahead without me.
Look, whatever it is, it can wait.
No, it can't. See?
What?
Yeah. And it's not just the IT company who've decided against coming here. We're not getting the bank training day either.
I thought that was fairly solid.
The worst thing is, Beverly hasn't followed either of them up.
Well, there's not much point, is there? They must have made other arrangements.
Well, then we should try and find out why. Perhaps we could have been more competitive.
Well, maybe, but can we discuss this later?
We need to double conference bookings to make up for the first half of the year.
We'll never do that.
Why not?
Lizzie...
We desperately need the revenue, and the business is out there.
We need to be realistic.
I am being realistic. If Beverly pushed harder instead of letting potential clients quietly drop out...
Nigel, are you down here?
Yeah, in here, George.
Oh, you said to let you know. She started.
Thanks. Look, come on.
I've got to make some phone calls.
Later.
Nigel.
After the demonstration.
You'd think she'd make herself giddy swinging the line round like that. What's on the end of it?
A piece of meat. The Fulcrum's got to catch it on the wing.
And where's the bird gone?
Right up there. It's got its eye on the lure.
You should hurry out.
Shh, babe.
It's making me nervous. If she lets go of the string now, she'll have someone's eye out.
There.
Oh, nice work.
That was quite something.
Lethal.
Was that it?
What kind of speed do you think it was made?
No idea.
Fast.
Well, they say peregrines can get to 200 miles an hour.
All very clever, but it's not much of a show.
That's only part of it.
Now, Oliver, you're a friend of Caroline Pemberton's, aren't you?
Well, yes.
Well, perhaps you could have a word with her about the documentary they're making at Grey Gate.
Oh, sorry, no. Even at the best of times, I wouldn't discuss professional matters.
Well, someone needs to. Do you know what happened?
This really doesn't matter, babe.
I think it does. Scott very thoughtfully made himself available to present the programme, and now they don't want him.
Oh, that's a shame.
It really doesn't bother me.
Have they broken a contract?
Well, not as such.
They hadn't agreed to anything, babe. I just offered, that's all.
You'd have been perfect for the job, darling. Don't you think so, Oliver?
Well, I really don't know enough about television to say.
That's the nature of the business I'm in. Fact of life.
But it's so hurtful. I could at least have auditioned you, darling.
Well, I understand that acting's very insecure.
Chances are I'm well off out of it. Docu-soaps are all rather passive.
Well, nevertheless...
And there are better things I can do with my time.
I suppose so.
It's no good hiding. Jessica's was asking you personally.
Well, do I have to?
You've been volunteering.
Who did that,
then? Come on,
Miss. What's going on now?
Oh, I think I know.
All right, I'll do it.
I saw this at another demonstration. You see the Falcon's assistant?
Yes.
Well, if I'm right, he's going to give Neil that fake rabbit.
Oh, I get it.
And then Neil's going to have to run as hard as he can, towing it behind him.
Oh.
While Jessica lets the hawk go. It's a Harris, isn't it, George?
Aye, one of the American ones.
I wouldn't want that chasing after me.
The idea is it pounces on the rabbits.
You'll have to run like crazy, Neil.
Huh? Don't worry, I'm going to.
Great, Neil.
After this is finished, will you collect the twins from Hayley? They're in the nursery.
I thought you were going to.
Why aren't they out here, enjoying the fun?
Well, Freddie's going through a funny patch with crowds.
And he's hit Lily off.
Oh, that's a pity.
If you can look after them for an hour or so, I want to make some calls.
She's taking the hood off.
Because you're probably right. We can't expect to double the bookings.
Neil doesn't look too happy.
Not if we leave it all to Beverly, anyway. So I'm going to give her a hand, make a few calls myself. Nigel?
No, Jessica uses kangaroo leather for the jerseys.
Does she?
Says it lasts better than anything.
Hey, they must take some wear.
Nigel?
Yes?
I was saying it would be better if I...
Here we go. She's tipped Neil the wink.
He's off and running.
Go, Neil! Go!
The hawk's ready.
She's going to let it go.
Go on, Neil.
Oh, she's off.
Oh, my Lord.
Blimey.
Why doesn't it go straight for the rabbit?
Keep going, man.
Is this in for the kill?
Looks like it.
Oh! It was like a thunderbolt.
Fantastic.
Poor Neil, you look shattered.
Just scared the life out of him having that thing smoked in.
Look at Josh.
Well done, that man.
That Pip's going bananas. Here comes the hero.
Great stuff, Neil. Oh,
fantastic. Oh,
where's that son of mine?
That were brilliant.
Oh, I've got a few things to say to him.
Mr. Bill was here a minute ago.
Fancy volunteering me to do that.
But it looked like fun.
Fun? You want to try it sometime?
Go on, you know you enjoyed it.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Hey, I just hope you got your breath back by tomorrow.
Yeah, me and all.
Because there ain't much like my Eddie coming over to help you with the chicken feds if you're on life support, is
there? Well, I'm not quite that bad.
She hasn't finished yet.
I'll make sure he's there.
She's getting something else out of her van.
Oh, yeah, she's brought a few beauties with her.
What on earth is that?
That's the tawny. She was telling me about it earlier.
Must be hard work training an eagle.
Well, Jessica says the tawnies are much more versatile than the others.
Oh, I've got to admit, it's a beautiful-looking bird.
She's got a golden eagle as well, but she doesn't use it for demonstrations.
You know, I'm completely torn. The keeper in me doesn't like seeing so many birds of prey around. But, you know, if I'm honest...
They're magnificent, aren't they?
Oh, tremendous.
It's got beautiful chest feathers.
She flies this one around the arena, up into the trees, and then calls it back.
Fancy being able to do that, eh? You don't mind if I shift round to get a better look, do you?
Of course not.
OK. I'll see you later.
Nigel?
Yeah?
Is it better if we talk about Beverly later?
Oh, well, this is finished. Fine.
Only at some stage, we really do need to ask if we can afford to keep her on.
We can't lose Beverly.
Naturally, I don't want to let her go, but if she's not pulling her weight...
I just couldn't do that, you know, Lizzie.
You might have to.
If I had trained such a magnificent bird, I couldn't bear to let it fly off.
I give up.
You want to try it sometime?
Go on, you know you enjoyed it.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Hey, I just hope you got your breath back by tomorrow.
Yeah, me and all.
There ain't much like my Eddie coming over to help you with the chicken feds if you're on life support, is there?
Well, I'm not quite that bad.
She hasn't finished yet.
I'll make sure he's there.
She's getting something else out of her van.
Oh, yeah, she's brought a few beauties with her.
What on earth is that?
That's the tawny. She was telling me about it earlier.
Must be hard work training an eagle.
Well, Jessica says the tawnies are much more versatile than the others.
Oh, I've got to admit, it's a beautiful-looking bird.
She's got a golden eagle as well, but she doesn't use it for demonstrations.
You know, I'm completely torn. The keeper in me doesn't like seeing so many birds of prey around. But, you know, if I'm honest...
They're magnificent, aren't they?
Oh, tremendous.
It's got beautiful chest feathers.
She flies this one around the arena, up into the trees, and then calls it back.
Fancy being able to do that, eh? You don't mind if I shift round to get a better look, do you?
Of course not.
No, OK. I'll see you later.
Nigel?
Yeah?
Is it better if we talk about Beverly later?
Oh, well, this is finished. Fine.
Only at some stage, we really do need to ask if we can afford to keep her on.
We can't lose Beverly.
Naturally, I don't want to let her go, but if she's not pulling her weight...
I just couldn't do that, you know, Lizzie.
We might have to.
If I had trained such a magnificent bird, I couldn't bear to let it fly off.
I give up.
I'd be so afraid it wouldn't come back. It's going into one of the lines.
Must be so tame.
No, they're not tame. Not really tame.
And straight back to Jessica.
That's the most wonderful feeling when it flies back. I keep remembering the bird there.
When the hawk came to you on the glove?
It was so exhilarating. Not like, well, calling back a dog. It's not master and pet.
No?
No, it's a wild creature coming back to you. As an equal.
Nigel.
No, it's exactly that. It chooses to come back. That's what's so marvellous about it. And for a moment, it makes you just as free.
You're getting hooked, aren't you?
But connecting, something like that. I can see why it was a sport for kings.
It's certainly bringing out something regal in you. And, do you know, Nigel, it's really rather attractive.
Joe's been making a good impression. Thank you.
back on if you like.
No, it's okay. I only wanted it for Joe. See what people thought of his story.
Well, they seem to like it. Mrs. Potter did, anyway. Now, that's the right best before, isn't it?
Yeah, you stamp the lids and I'll put them on.
Okay.
But it'd be tough for that bloke who phoned in from Loxley, Noel.
Joe will have to stick to animal stories from now on.
Don't know how many more he's got.
Hey, you can start with these.
Thanks.
Maybe if the phoning's left him in a good mood, some of the cheerfulness will rub off on Edward.
Is he still hanging around at home?
Yes. And trying to avoid me at the same time.
Why?
Well, he don't like me always asking what he's doing to get the job, do he?
Is he really looking?
Oh, he says he is, but don't look like it to me. Spends most of his time hanging around with Jasmine.
We could have found him some work last night.
Huh?
Yeah, we were short-handed. Helen and Tony were busy. I was drowning in broad beans.
Oh,
and then all the stuff for the box scheme arrived.
How are you starting that now?
Soon. And naturally, we want our own logo on the boxes. They've already got British Organic Produce stamped on them.
Are these the Ambridge Organics labels you was getting printed up?
Yeah, which a rather fed-up Tommy spent most of last night slapping on once he'd made the boxes up.
Well, that's not very hard, is it?
All 200 of them.
Ah, yeah. I bet he was thrilled with that. You know, he's like my William, your Tommy. He might grumble about worry, but if he didn't have me...
He wouldn't like it.
No. Eddie's only happy when he's working.
Has he got much on at the moment?
No, this and that, you know. His ornaments are doing well.
Really?
Surprised me, no. There you go.
Oh, I thought he might sell a few.
No, he's doing better than that. He sold a whole lot in Edgeley and at Lower Loxley yesterday.
The Falconry demo?
Yeah.
What, he was selling the whole range?
Yep.
Even the...
Especially that one.
Seems a lot of trouble for some chickens.
Oh, it's got to be done.
It's short enough for you.
Oh, should be. No, hold on, the fence is coming down here. Can you...
They're all right. We're there.
Yeah, that's it. Only that little patch.
Right, that do you?
Yeah, perfect.
I can't see your ends is going to be bothered out by the grasses.
Well, they might not be, but I don't want the fence shorting out, do I? Only the bottom's neutral.
Oh, are we ready to unroll it?
Yeah. We'll take it round where I've marked.
Right. It's handy having the post already.
Won't take us long. You just push them straight in.
What time your birds coming?
Oh, about 10 tomorrow morning. If the first post goes there...
Right. Oh, you've been waiting long enough.
Yeah, it's going to be great finally getting them there.
What, 250 speckledies?
That's it. Now, if we walk this round... I can do it myself if you're busy.
Oh, no. I'm happy to help.
I want it just right for the inspection next week.
Who you got coming?
A bloke from the Soil Association.
One in here?
Me and Betty are keeping our fingers crossed we get organic status.
We'll get that and you can bump the prices right up.
We'll only ask what's fair.
And then some. Oh, afternoon. If you're at a loose end, you can come and help us.
You look as though you're managing.
Is it your day off, Brenda?
No, I'm working on the evening show this week. I just fancied a walk first.
Ah, enjoy the sunshine while you can, eh?
Yeah. It's a bit bright for fencing, isn't it?
Oh, Neil's favourite colour, orange.
Animals take notice of bright colours. It's sort of a warning, it's electrified.
Yeah, so don't bump into it if you ever come home sozzled.
As if. Good luck with it.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, she's got a good head on her shoulders, that girl.
Oh, you know, it was her idea, putting Dad on the radio.
Sometimes I wish Emma would take notice of someone like her. She's a good girl, but maybe she could make a bit more of her life.
He's right about orange being a warning.
When it's wired up, a fox isn't going to touch it more than once.
Well, they could jump it, though. Mm. It won't keep the orcs out either.
Oh, I'll rig something up.
Come to that. You look like you needed some protection yesterday.
Oh, when the Harris Hawk came after the bait.
Vicious little beggar.
Fantastic the way it judged how to catch it, wasn't it?
It was a good show.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Though I reckon Nigel got more fun out of it than anyone.
Scott?
Oh, I couldn't get away any earlier.
We've hardly got time for a walk now.
Oh. Lillian was being very clingy.
I hate that. I hate you being with her and I hate us going behind her back. It's not right.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we're not going to have to do it much longer.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to let things drag on like this.
Are you serious?
Come on. If we push for time, let's get moving.
So that's all you could do in the end?
Yeah.
The pods are going for compost and most of the beans will be fed to the cows.
What a waste, eh?
Yeah, time and money.
It's such a pity chocolate spot spoils the look of them so much.
Oh, well, can't be helped.
Disappointing, though.
At least I managed to freeze some of them for us to have at home.
But broad beans is nicest when they're fresh. Like I said, people should have more sense than to go on appearance alone.
Oh, Tony couldn't agree more. You should have seen his face when I told him what we're having for tea tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Bean stew. Again.
You got the bread, Budgard?
Two slices each.
And this is just about crisp to perfection.
It ought to be me making you a signy.
Right, stand aside. Bacon coming through.
Oh, that does look good.
Yeah, it certainly does.
First of all, you helped me get the fence up, now this.
Well, because you're a mate, that's all.
You help mates out.
Yeah, I know, but...
Grab it while it's hot.
Right. Didn't realise how hungry I was.
And you don't do favours simply because you're expecting somewhat in return, do you?
No, I suppose not.
Any road we need to keep our strength up if we're stripping down my tractor the rest of the afternoon.
Aye.
It needs an overhaul. Oh, it'd be a lot easier with the two of us.
But you never said earlier.
Oh, come on, Neil. You don't want to back out now.
No. All I'm saying is...
Fair. I helped put your fence up.
Yeah, but...
Let alone making you a sarnie.
Look, I'm not complaining. It's just that I...
Oh, sorry, Dad. Just use the last of it.
No, it wouldn't matter. I had a sandwich at Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, you were back there again?
Ah, well, Thursday afternoons when my listeners phone in to see what they think of my story.
Yeah, only the nutters with nothing better to do.
Well, weren't you listening?
No, we were too busy, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm definitely on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting some very positive feedback.
You what?
Well, that's what Wayne Foley called it. Mrs. Potter was very appreciative when she rung in.
Manor feel close, Mrs. Potter.
Yeah, that's her. Said I was a delight to listen to.
Yeah. She's always been away with the fairies, her.
No, she hasn't.
And just Mrs. Potter, neither. I got this letter and all. Here. See how it's addressed?
What? Mr. Joel Grundy, radio raconteur, care of Radio Borsetshire.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Proper fan letter. What's it say?
Well, you another chance to look, yeah?
There'll be someone taking the mickey.
You're only jealous. Oh, here we are. Yeah. Dear Mr. Grundy, what a pleasure it was hearing you last Monday.
Is it written in crayon?
Shut up. After listening, I just had to tell you how much I enjoyed your innocent tale of finding a little rabbit in your hat. What a refreshing change it makes from the sordid nature of so much else that surrounds us.
Oh, that's nice.
Why, you can't even go to a simple car boot sale these days without having the most offensive of objects, supposedly for use as garden ornaments, thrust under your nose.
Just...
Only the other day, my wife and I were in Edgley.
Oh, good place for a bench. It's beautiful here.
I've always liked the country park.
Is this where you've always done your courting?
Scott.
Sorry.
I'm serious.
So am I. Let's sit down.
I want to know what's happening.
Come on. Sit down.
I can't stay long. I've got to get to work.
What's happening is something I didn't expect to happen.
What?
You're becoming very important to me.
But what does that mean?
What do you think it means, Brenda?
But you're still with her. Sleeping with her.
Not by choice.
And we're having to sneak around. It's not right. It's not the sort of person I am.
I feel exactly the same.
So why not tell her about us?
I'm going to.
Honestly?
Yes.
But that's all I want. It's only fair to her as well.
And a big part of me wants to go back right now, tell Lillian it's over and damn the consequences.
Well, she's got to know.
Of course she has. But I was hoping to find a way that... Oh, you won't understand this.
What?
Well, first of all, I want you to know I don't feel about her the way I feel about you.
Wish I don't not.
It's no contest. You can't believe how much I wanted to see you this afternoon.
Maybe that was mutual.
But that doesn't mean I want to see Lillian hurt.
Well, no, I don't either, but...
The only reason I got together with her in the first place was that I felt sorry for her.
She does all right, doesn't she?
No. She's very lonely.
She doesn't come across that way.
Believe me, she is. Ever since I was a kid, I've been able to pick these things up.
Yeah?
Well, let's say my dad didn't give Mum the best of lives.
Oh.
I saw Lillian needed a friend. And that's all I wanted to be. Only she wanted more, and like an idiot.
It's not your fault.
Of course it is.
No.
I let my heart rule my head.
Well, sometimes you have to.
Even if everything gets messed up?
It doesn't have to stay that way.
No, it won't. I need to hold you. I almost told her this morning.
What stopped you?
You've never seen her without makeup, have you? She's so vulnerable.
I know I'd hate losing you.
That's why I want to do it the right way. Let her down gently. At the right time.
When's that going to be?
If you want to go back now and do it, I'll do it.
You really mean it?
It doesn't feel right yet. I think she'll be devastated. But if that's what it takes...
No.
I'll do it.
No, don't. You're right. It's got to be done properly.
You sure?
Yeah.
This would be a lot easier if I didn't care about hurting people.
Well, you do. And I like that about you. I like it a lot.
Oh. You won't have to be patient much longer.
It's all right.
If you just trust me.
I do. I'm sorry I made a fuss.
Oh, you've every right to.
No. I'm not going to push you anymore. I know you'll do the right thing when you're ready.
Jack's taking care of his health.
They're all right, then.
The casuals?
Yeah, Tom said you've had some dodgy ones in the past.
Oh, one or two, but mostly they're OK.
Now then.
This year's lot are all right?
As far as I know.
Oh, that's good.
When you press the apricots, can you do these?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ah, you've got some licorice root.
Yeah, I came in yesterday.
The smell takes me right back. It was my Saturday morning treat as a boy.
It must be quite interesting moving from farm to farm for work. I was wondering what sort of people did it.
Oh, we get a mix. Students, gap years. We've even had a couple who came out of the forces.
Oh, is Sam a student?
Sam?
One of the ones you've got now. She's about my age.
Oh, I don't think I know her. Oh,
she's been working at Bridge Farm for a week or two.
No, the name doesn't mean anything.
I happened to notice her when I was over yesterday. Longish hair, sort of straw coloured.
I'm not having any luck with pumpkin seeds.
Oh, the next to the nuts.
Oh, yes. I must have walked right past them.
Rennie Zellwig a wannabe, you know, the kind who stands round looking cool rather than working.
I can ask Dad or Tom about her if you like.
Oh, no, don't bother. I was just curious.
Armours have gone up to 189 when you get onto them.
Right, OK. What you can tell Tom is make sure he's ready for 8:30.
Oh, you're off somewhere.
Ah, I finally persuaded him to give Italian a miss and try the Cantonese.
On Victoria Street?
Yeah, fancy the change.
Oh, their dim sum is brilliant.
Oh, you've been there?
Yeah, a couple of times. And not only the dim sum, the squid is great. Mm.
Oh, hiya.
Hello, girls. Got all your salad stuff?
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Morning, Beth.
Hi,
oh,
Jack.
Those look nice.
Yeah, they came out of the poly tunnel less than an hour ago.
Oh, I might try one.
Lolo Ross's best.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
You could use it with some of your pumpkin seeds in a salad.
Mm.
Pumpkin seeds? Wouldn't have thought that was your sort of thing, Jack.
Oh, it's Peggy's idea to try them. She read an article saying they're full of goodness.
A lot of people buy them for the zinc.
She thinks they might help my fingernails.
What's wrong with them?
Well, they're rather inclined to crack at the moment. And with the film company coming next week.
Oh.
What if they do a close-up of my hands?
Tell Dad I put the drill back under the stairs, yeah?
If you hang on a few minutes, he'll be back.
No, better not. I'm due at work soon.
I'll even make you a coffee.
No, it's all right.
It's no trouble.
Well, go on, then. Yeah. 5 minutes.
Did you get the shelf fixed?
Yeah. But, and move the bed round. Yeah. Phoebe's room will never look better.
Do you think she'll notice when she gets back?
No, I doubt it. Oh, yeah, I spoke to her last night.
Did you?
Yeah, Kate put her on the phone for a minute.
It's not like her to be so thoughtful.
It's really weird hearing her, thousands of miles away.
Is she enjoying herself?
I think so. You know what Phoebe's like on the phone.
Yeah, mad.
She was burbling on about an ostrich.
What?
Well, a lion and an ostrich, I think it was. Some story Lucas told her.
She always has to pass on a new story, doesn't she?
Yeah, of course. There's Kate in the background doing a nut because of the cost of the call.
But Phoebe sounded happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's what counts.
Yeah. It's helped calm Ailey down here and her.
Oh, she's not still worrying.
Well, deep down she knows Phoebe will come back all right, but she can't help turning it over.
Mm. Tell her it'll work out fine, yeah? Do you want a biscuit with your coffee?
Well...
Go on. Chocolate digestives.
It's not that long since breakfast.
Oh, Roy, have a treat before you go to work.
Mm. What's making you so perky?
I'm not.
You are?
I'm just normal.
I haven't seen you bounce around like this for a while.
Oh, it's because I'm spending a few days on the evening show. I really like it.
Is work all you ever think about?
Plus, it means I get my mornings free.
Good for lions.
And for going into Borchester to have coffee and cake with Kirsty later on.
I knew there was something. Red hot gossip session.
I haven't got any gossip. Still, Kirsty's always good for a giggle, so, yeah. Life isn't too bad at the minute.
Well, is there much more?
Only the box of rocket. Don't worry, I'll get it.
Oh, I tell you, getting Tom to the Cantonese is a real breakthrough.
How come?
Oh, usually when we decide to eat out, first thing he says is, great, let's have pizza.
If he could live on pizza and Sunday roast, he would do.
No, you're not joking. Is it me or all men the same?
Well, it depends what you mean.
The first boy I went out with was just like that. Have I told you about Gavin?
I don't think so.
And Gavin Summers. I only went out with him because he was in the sixth form.
Oh, the bed racks look better now.
And on our second date, right, we went with some of his mates playing laser games.
Oh, running around with space guns?
Yeah, and it was a real laugh, but after that, it was always the same. Every time we went out, Gavin said, fancy the laser.
Not very imaginative.
No, that's one reason I packed him in. That and his shirts. Have you found the same?
Well...
Once a bloke gets an idea in his head, it's stuck there forever. They don't want to try anything new.
Well, Tom's always been like that about restaurants. Mm. And pubs. He likes going back to the same place again and again.
Oh, don't I know it.
What's that?
Well, Tom and me are eating Chinese tonight.
We were saying how hard it is getting him to try anything new.
Must be genetic. His dad's just the same.
Springbok?
Yes, in a stew.
Did they enjoy it?
Well, Brian thought it was delicious. Jennifer wasn't quite so sure.
Is it a national dish, then, springbok stew?
I don't know. They had it in the Kruger Park.
Sounds intriguing.
I had a very exciting stay there, eating their supper around a campfire, then being escorted to their cabin by a chap with a rifle.
Oh, dear.
To ward off the animals.
Well, it doesn't sound like ideal holiday accommodation.
Oh, it's part of the adventure.
Well, I suppose some of our guests wouldn't mind something to ward off Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, Roy.
Morning, Mr. Willie.
I came in hoping to see Caroline, but I understand she's not around.
No, she won't be until 12.
Oh. Well, all I wanted to do was to check that the arrangements are in place.
The arrangements?
Mr. Woody's concerned about the documentary, Ryan.
Oh, no worries there.
No?
No, Martina and Billy are coming next Thursday and staying through to the Monday. They finally got themselves organised.
Ah, but are we organised?
I think so.
We need to be certain.
Everything seems to be in hand.
Well, in my experience, important occasions like this sometimes get tripped up by things like... Well, staff holidays, for example.
There's no danger of being short-staffed.
No?
No, we've plenty of people on.
It would create a dreadful impression once the cameras start rolling.
It won't happen, Mr. Woolley. We've got full cover for every day.
You're certain?
Bring up the rotors, Linda.
Well, I know for a fact there aren't any gaps.
Just to put Mr. Woolley's mind at rest.
Oh, I don't want to be a nuisance.
No, you're right. It pays to double-check. Go on, Linda.
Oh, yes.
I would find it reassuring.
There we are.
Yeah, there's someone in the health club the whole time.
And Ginny's prepared to stay late if filming goes beyond normal hours.
That's good.
And we've also arranged extra domestic backup in case any of the cleaners fall ill.
Oh, excellent.
As you can see, Caroline's thought it all out.
I knew she would. And what about reception?
Ah. Well, I think everything's satisfactorily in hand.
Let's see. Oh. Are you sure you're not overdoing it, Linda?
Not at all.
You'll tie yourself out with this schedule.
I thought you weren't on that weekend.
Yeah, I wasn't, but, well, Shelley's been looking exhausted lately.
Has she?
There's no trouble to rearrange a few shifts till she feels better.
She hasn't said anything to me.
In fact, you're going to be on duty for nearly all the filming.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose I am.
Going to bring the pastries out with the cappuccinos.
Mm, they look wicked.
Mm, can't resist the ones with the custardy bit.
Oh, you big kid.
Oh, you're having the same.
Oh, I know. I should feel guilty.
Don't bother.
Nah, I'm having a meal out tonight as well.
Anywhere nice?
Yeah, Tom and me are going to the Cantonese.
Oh, on Victoria Street?
Yeah, don't tell me. Great dim sum, then go for the squid.
All the seafood's great. We've had a couple of office lunches there.
Mm. Do they say how long the coffee will be?
They are quite busy.
Helen's only given me half an hour. She's a real stickler for time.
Just think, when you're back slaving over the lentils, I'll be enjoying myself shopping for a new top.
Oh, my next job's in radio. It's so cushy.
Excuse me, I work dead on.
Says you.
I'm going to be keeping Borsetshire Roundup on the air while you're stuffing your face with squid. I deserve my morning off.
All right, then. Any plans for the rest of the weekend?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, you ought to be doing something, now that you're footloose and fancy-free again.
Who said I was?
Well, now you and Scott are finished. Brenda?
I didn't say we were.
Oh, come on. You're not serious.
Aren't I?
You can't be. He's still hanging around with Faceache. Mrs. Bellamy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I saw them at the ball last night.
Yeah, but he's not with her. Well, not for much longer.
What?
We've talked it all through. He's finishing with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When, exactly?
Soon.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's waiting for the right moment, that's all.
Brenda...
He is. He's going to do it.
Get real, will you?
I'm serious.
He's told you he's finishing with her. Only not just yet.
Yes.
Well, that's what blokes always tell the other woman.
Kirsty, I'm not the other woman.
Oh, of course not.
I'm not. We're getting on really well together.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting close.
Don't tell me you and him are actually...
Oh, no! Let's just drop it.
How can you, with him?
Drop it!
Okay.
I don't want to fall out with you.
Fine. I don't want to see you get hurt, that's all.
I'm not gonna get hurt.
But Scott's such a creep.
He's not.
Honest, first time we saw him in the bull upstairs, I couldn't stand him.
You're just prejudiced.
You could see he was full of himself.
No!
Like women ought to worship him.
That's just not true at all. He's really sensitive.
Excuse me, Scott?
Yes.
Now I've heard everything.
Oh, right. And you're the expert on men, are you?
No, but I could see through him straight away.
Well, then how come you didn't see through Tom when he was messing round with Lauren?
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Isn't it? I mean, you weren't such an expert then.
Like we say, we don't want to fall out.
And it's not me finding fault.
All I'm saying
is... don't. I've had a lousy time lately.
I know.
I really got my nose rubbed in it at work, all the stuff with the council.
Everyone knows you weren't treated fairly.
I was made to feel that small. Like the bosses all thought I was useless.
I just don't want to see things get worse for you.
Trust me, they're not going to.
Oh, well, they will if you
For the first time in weeks, I'm happy, okay? Or I was till I met up with you.
Sorry.
Scott thinks a lot of me, and that makes me feel good.
Okay.
And if you don't like that, keep your opinion to yourself.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not an idiot. I know he comes over sort of awkward.
And arrogant.
But he's not at all. It's just for show.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, a defence mechanism so he doesn't get hurt.
I only hope you're right. Oh, at last.
I know I am, Kirsty. I understand him.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.